Leaders in Europe have reacted with shock to the House's failure to pass the bailout plan. They're calling for Congress to pass some kind of stabilizing measure later this week. And today, European governments were forced to take more steps to rescue banks and stabilize markets. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
If the U.S. is divided on last night's vote, Europe feels much more united in its response to the congressmen and women who voted against the bailout plan, summed up rather bluntly by European Union Trade Commissioner Peter Mandelson.
I feel they've taken leave of their senses, and I hope that in Europe we will not see politicians and parliamentarians replicating the sort of irresponsibility and political partisanship that we have seen in Washington.
That tone towards the United States of "you started all this, so you must stop it" was echoed somewhat more diplomatically by German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
The German federal government expects, and I also expect, that the rescue package in the United States will be approved this week. This is a condition for creating new confidence in the markets. And that is of incredibly great significance.
And no wonder there was such a sense of urgency. After the partial nationalization of Belgian giant Fortis yesterday, a second bank, Dexia, had to be bailed out today by the Belgian, French and Luxembourg governments. In France itself, often seen as more insulated from global financial turbulence than some of its neighbors, Henri de Castries, the head of the huge French insurance group AXA, called for calm.
The French finance system is a stable system that is very solvent. And I think that at times like this, there's no need to panic. Appropriate measures have been taken.
There was no telling that to traders on the Russian stock market, though. Trading was suspended again today after stocks fell by record levels, though markets reopened later and shares rallied a little, as they did across Europe. In Ireland, the government has taken the unprecedented step of guaranteeing deposits and borrowing at six major banks against any potential collapse. The move came after the Irish Stock Exchange suffered its greatest fall in history yesterday. Even so, European analysts and economists like Helga Berger of the Free University of Berlin say the continent's problems are far from over.
No, I don't think it stops now. I think it will continue a little further. And I think at this stage, nobody will give you a guarantee that this was it. No, it can continue, even though nobody really knows from where the next bad news will come.
This evening, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown showed what a fine line European politicians, like their US counterparts, are walking. He tried to reassure the British public that its money was safe, while trying not to promise explicitly to bail out every ailing bank or give blanket guarantees like the Irish government has done.
Let's remember that the Irish are dealing with taxpayers' money here. We have got to get what is right and also what is reasonable. And of course we look at every intervention that is necessary to take, but I think people can see from our actions so far that depositors have been protected. No UK depositor has actually lost money.
As some analysts have pointed out, it's easier at the moment for European leaders to say that Congress should have passed the bailout last night because they're not facing an election in November. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
And what's next for the ailing U.S. economy? You can read the views of three economists on that question at npr.org.